Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishmas Hanbi HaKasholim and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abasro Dav Kuf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph brings Tonu Rabbonon Shloisha Dvorim Tziva Achitofel Esbonov. Three things Achitofel orders his son before he died. Achitofel, as we know, was he rebelled against David HaMelech and it did not work out. And he was about to kill himself, and before that he ordered to his children, Al tiyu b'machlekes, don't do a machlekes. Ve'al timridu b'malchus b'zdovit, don't rebel against malchus b'zdovit. These two things make a lot of sense. That's what Achitofel is saying before he dies, when he failed in his attempt to rebel. And then he says a third thing, ve'yontov shel atzeres barur, if you have shvuas, is a clear day. The Gemara brings afterwards another girsa, balul, which means it's cloudy, and the Gemara puts it together. Ziru chitim, you should go and plant wheat. It means the wheat is going to grow well this year. And all the mefarshim are bothered by what's this third point going here into the lashon of Achitofel. Why is Achitofel including this in his last will? Why is he saying, except don't fire David HaMelech, to plant wheat in a clear shavuos? So there's few answers that Achronim bring. We'll mention here some of them. The Maharal in Chidush HaGodos is Ma'arich to explain that these three things have to do with Shalom. And one thing that is required for Shalom is to have Chito in the house. The Gemara B'Metzia tells us that the beginning of Machlokes in the home is when you don't have food in the house. So having Chitim, having Parnasa, brings Shalom in the house. So the Maharal starts by saying, Achitofel tried to teach his sons, don't go into Machlokes. So he gives them an idea, how not to go into Machlokes, how do you make sure, what's a simon of having Shalom, is having wheat, having parnasa in the house. But then Maharal goes on to add more. He says, there's three shlemos, the three shaloms that a person has. There's a shalom, which is a shlem bais, between him and his wife. Then there's shalom ish yisraeyu, not to fight with your friend, outside of the house. Then the third shalom is shalom ha'umo, the nation needs to be in peace. He says these are the three things Achitofel is saying. Keneged shloim bayis, he says, ziru chitim, what he said before, you plant the wheat. Keneged, with your friends, he says, al tiyu b'machlekes. And keneged shloim umo, he says, al timidu b'malchus, don't rebel against the king. The Ben Yoyado explains it this way. We know that David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. And as when many of the Mefarshim point out, he was also born in Shavuos. First, because of the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu mimale yemeim shel tzadikim yom liyom. And another reason, that's what I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that we know how did David HaMelech live 70 years, because Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. He was supposed to die right away, but David HaMelech gave him 70 years. So if he got 70 years exactly from David HaMelech, he's going to live exactly 70 years, not more and not less. So Ben Yoyada says, if David HaMelech is dying in Atzeres the day that he was born, that's a raya that he's a tzaddik. So he explains, Achitofel's taina against David HaMelech was that David HaMelech did the chait with Bathsheba. That's his main taina. And he felt that he did something wrong, so he's a rasha. If David HaMelech dies in Atzeres and Shavuos, that shows that he did not do a chait, or at least his shuvum is a miskabelis. So he says, that's what it means if Yoyim Atzeres boru. Boru means that it's clear that David doesn't have the chait on him. Or balul, balul means it's mixed the day of his birth and the day of his death together. Shavuos is the simon that David HaMelech is a tzaddik, and he mele don't do a machlokes and don't do merid against Malchus Beis David. That's a connection according to Ben Yoyada. V'hein Eliyahu goes in a similar mahalach, and he says that we know that the birthday of a tzaddik is a big schus to the oilam. So that's what Achitofel was telling his kids. Look at Shavuos. Yom Shavuos is Yom Borur, it's a clear day. Meaning you'll have the schus of David HaMelech clear with you, no machlokes with him, then you'll have hatzlacha, because you'll have the birthday of David HaMelech to give you a schus. So that's what he's telling his kids, don't do machlokes based David, and then you'll have the schus of Shavuos, which is the lady of David HaMelech, to protect you. The Chasav Sofer has a very gishmak pilpul. He says like this, the psukin parsh b'chukoyisa tell us, v'yisig lechem daish es botzer yasig lechem ezera, v'yashavten levetach b'artzichem. There is a haftocha that Am Yisrael can rely on the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu will give them everything they need, all the sustenance they need, and they don't need to worry about the zriya, about planting and harvesting in Eretz Yisrael. But, as the Ramban points out, these brachas of parsh b'chukoyisa were never miskayim. Am Yisrael never got to the level to getting these brachas. And how do we know that? It says Ramban, it says by David HaMelech, David HaMelech was fighting against his enemies, and he killed only 800. But the Torah says, echad mikem elef. You have to be able to kill 1,000 in one shot. So it says the Gemara in Moed Katan after Zion with base, that David HaMelech was crying about that, and came to Baskol and says, because Uriah Achiti, because of the aveir that David HaMelech did, he was not zoichet to all the brachas of the Torah. Says the Ramban, so the Am Yisrael never got to that level of schusim to get the brachas of the Torah. So Zog the Chasam Sofer, here's what Achitevel was thinking. Originally Achitevel felt that David HaMelech is a Rasha. So he says, David HaMelech who's a Rasha is killing only 800. But I am a tzaddik. So for me, all the brachas of the Torah will be miskayim. So he did not do any simonim of what Shvu is, when is the planting happening, when is the harvest happening, because anyway, there's aftocha in the Torah. For yeshavtem betra ba'atzachin, you have nothing to worry about. But once he figured out that the rebellion against David HaMelech did not work out, that means that David is a tzaddik, and even David the tzaddik is not able to kill more than 800. So then he found out that the brachas of the Torah, even for that generation, will not be miskayim. You need to be a much higher generation. So immediately now he tells his kids, start figuring out the simonim when you have to plant based on Shavuos. You can't just rely on the avtochas of the Torah in our generation. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.